Recently declassified documents released by the U.S. government shed new light on Israel's 1967 attack on an American spy ship. At the time, the USS Liberty was cruising in international waters off the coast of Egypt. Israel has long maintained that the attack, which came in the midst of the six-day Arab-Israeli war, was a tragic accident. The new documents tend to support that version of events, but they're not conclusive. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The new research material was released in conjunction with a two-day State Department conference on the Six-Day War. It covers foreign policy during the administration of President Lyndon Johnson, starting from mid-May 1967 as Egyptian troops began moving into the Sinai. Former State Department historian Harriet Schwarz says the documents indicate that the USS Liberty was dispatched to the Eastern Mediterranean as part of an effort by President Johnson to determine what role the Soviet Union was playing in the growing Middle East crisis.
Johnson and his advisors saw the crisis very much in the context of the Cold War. They learned of the Soviet warning to the Egyptians of an impending Israeli attack on Syria, which according to U.S. information was not true, and they wondered what the Soviets were up to.
On the morning of June 8th, 3 days after the start of the Arab-Israeli war, the Liberty took up position off of the Sinai Peninsula. Hours later, Israeli planes and torpedo boats attacked the American vessel without warning. 34 Americans were killed. Afterward, the Israeli government apologized. It said it had mistaken the Liberty for an Egyptian vessel. The veracity of Israel's claim has been debated for years in this country, but newly released information from the National Security Agency, or NSA, seems to support Israel's version of what happened. It includes transcripts of intercepts between an Israeli air controller and two Israeli helicopters. NSA historian David Hatch describes the contents.
The air controller directs two helicopters to fly 50 miles to the scene of an attack on a ship. The helicopters had been told that the target had been an Egyptian ship. Helicopters were told to take any survivors to different places depending on whether they spoke Egyptian or English.
David Hatch says the intercepted conversations indicate that the Israeli air controller and pilots did not know the Liberty was an American vessel. But the documents, he says, do not answer the larger question.
Now, it's obvious to all what the releases do not tell us. There were no intercepted communications related to the Israeli decision to attack the Liberty. We must admit that we cannot learn from it what the higher-ups knew, what they ordered, or why they ordered it.
But Hatch says the documents do shed light on another issue, what the Liberty was doing off the coast of the Sinai.
The Liberty, contrary to popular myth, was not tasked with monitoring Israeli communications. There were no working Hebrew linguists sailing with the Liberty.
That would seem to undercut theories that Israel attacked the Liberty to stop espionage against the Jewish state, although NSA historian David Hatch points out that the Israelis presumably did not know whether there were any Hebrew speakers aboard. So the debate about the Liberty continues. Although the U.S. ordered a naval inquiry into the incident, investigative writer and journalist James Banford says the U.S. never conducted a full-scale investigation, as it did in attacks on other American facilities such as the USS Cole in Yemen and the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania.
An investigation is when you take people that are independent and send them to both sides and get interviews. You get documents. You get people under oath. That's what an investigation is. That was never done with the USS Liberty.
The inadequacy of the investigation of the Liberty, Bamford says, simply fuels suspicions of a cover-up. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.